The Trump travel ban goes to the Supreme Court.
This will be the ultimate decision on this issue.
The president's embattled VA nominee pushing forward.
I'm looking forward to getting it back on track.
Congressional baseball players back on the field.
The whole country is watching with pride as we come together, play ball.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning, I'm Peter King. The case is officially known as Trump versus Hawaii. It's probably more familiar to you as the administration's proposed travel ban on several foreign countries. And in 2 hours, it goes before the Supreme Court. Here's White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
It was one of the first actions of the newly inaugurated president, prompting protests at major ports of entry.
This is my real life.
Convenience store clerk Radad Albarati says the ban has kept his wife in Yemen from getting a visa to join him and their children in New York.
I'm an American citizen. I have the right to have my wife and my kids together.
Today, the high court will hear one side call Mr. Trump's order an unconstitutional Muslim ban. Cornell Law professor Stephen Yale Lohr notes the version now in effect doesn't just cover five majority Muslim countries, but also North Korea, and it bars entry to some officials from Venezuela.
Because of the court's general deference to the president on immigration issues, President Trump might win.
But opponents of the ban argue it's unconstitutionally based on anti-Muslim animus. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
For the third time, a federal judge has ruled against the Trump administration's efforts to end the DACA program that protects some young immigrants from deportation. Here's CBS's Jan Crawford.
Whether or not this is a setback, I mean, that still remains to be seen because he gave the administration 90 days to come up with a better explanation for why they were ending this program. If they don't, then he said he's going to keep those DACA protections in place.
The nomination of Dr. Ronny Jackson as VA secretary appears to be on life support after accusations that he handed out pills like candy, drank on the job, and created a hostile work environment at the White House. President Trump says Jackson may want to withdraw because of what he calls unfair scrutiny, but Jackson says he's pressing on. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
The president met with Jackson in the Oval Office, where the doctor said he's eager to tell his side of the story in public, but the Senate has postponed a confirmation set for today. Documents released by the White House included a handwritten assessment from former President Obama, who called Jackson one of his most trusted advisors. Relying on the words of the current president's political opponent, a sign the administration's eager to resuscitate the nomination.
Last night at the White House, a fanfare starting the Trump administration's first state dinner for French President Emmanuel Macron. He'll speak to a joint meeting of Congress today. He's expected to push for continuing the Iran nuclear agreement that Mr. Trump wants to end. In Alexandria, Virginia, the GOP congressional baseball team is practicing for the first time since last June, when a gunman opened fire and seriously wounded Louisiana's Steve Scalise on the same ball field. Texas Republican Joe Barton.
The whole country is watching with pride as we come together and prove that one act of madness will not deter the spirit of camaraderie and philanthropy that has made this such a strong tradition in Congress.
The Bill Cosby sex assault case goes to the jury this morning. CBS's Matt Piper is in Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Jurors will begin deliberations today after a grueling day of closing arguments yesterday, lasting all day. It was the first time Cosby's wife, Camille, was in court, but she only stayed to hear from the defense, who urged jurors to acquit the 80-year-old on all three counts of aggravated indecent assault. Prosecutors alleged Cosby used his nice guy image as America's dad to prey on women and are hoping to see a guilty verdict this time around.
Police in Dallas have captured the man they say shot and wounded a Home Depot security guard and seriously wounded two police officers who were escorting him out of the building. Mayor Mike Rawlings.
I am continued to be upset at the lack of respect of our police.
Dallas PD says the officers and security guard have had surgery. Their conditions are not being released. Investigators are trying to learn more about the suspect in the Toronto van attack that left 10 people dead. CFRB Radio's Haley Cooper is there.
Victims may not be as random as one may think.
That's fair to say, predominantly female. Age range is anywhere between your mid-20s up to the area of 80s.
Detective Sergeant Grant Gibson with Toronto Homicide says a big piece of the puzzle will be to figure out if Alec Manassian was allegedly gunning the rider rental van at women, angry over constantly being rejected romantically by females.
Gmail users may notice something different today, the first redesign since 2013. Google won't say how much it spent to overhaul software, security, and offline access to go with a new look. Not all will notice the changes immediately. Last night at the Heat 76ers playoff game,
welcome home!
An ovation for Philadelphia rapper Meek Mill. He was just released from prison while he appeals 10-year-old convictions on gun and drug charges. He arrived by helicopter and rang the Sixers' replica Liberty Bell before the game. Actor Hank Azaria says he's willing to step aside from voicing his politically incorrect character on The Simpsons TV series. We have more from CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
The solution to a controversy over an Indian character on The Simpsons?
Something that started decades ago and was applauded and inoffensive is now politically incorrect.
Apu himself is weighing in.
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Hank Azaria gives voice to the Quickie Mart owner on the Fox cartoon. He tells The Late Show's Stephen Colbert,
I really want to see Indian, South Asian writers in the room, not in a token way, but genuinely informing whatever new direction this character may take.
When the show debuted in 1989, Apu was the only South Asian character on TV.
How many of us or our kids grew up singing this song in the 70s, 80s, and 90s?
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
That's the voice of Bob Duro, who wrote and sang so much of the music for ABC's Schoolhouse Rock. His son says Duro has died of natural causes at his home in Mount Bethel, Pennsylvania. Bob Duro was 94. People who know the accused Waffle House gunman say he behaved erratically well before the shooting. As for the man who stopped it,
Waffle House shooting hero James Shaw Jr. was hailed by Tennessee lawmakers in a rare show of bipartisanship.
I never thought I would be in a room with all the eyes on me. All I can say is this was a true test of a man.
The 29-year-old man who wrestled an assault rifle away from the alleged shooter apologized to the people whose loved ones died in the attack. Shaw suffered a bullet graze wound and a badly burned right hand in grabbing the hot gun barrel. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The humble pecan is being rebranded as more than just pie. Pecan growers and suppliers are planning a new campaign as a hedge against a potential trade war with China, their largest export market. They hope to push pecan sales to match those of almonds and pistachios. That's the World News Roundup for Wednesday, April 25th, 2018. I'm Peter King, CBS News.